That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
You're out there, you see something in this crazy world that we live in, and you just kind of shake your head and mutter to yourself, that's all I need to know about you. Stow away that information. You've made an assumption about somebody, which you've been taught to believe that that's not nice. But the truth is, at a certain age, we all do it, and we all know. And we know that that's actually all the information you need to know about somebody. Fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. What do you got there, Christian?
If you're already making plans to go see the ball drop in New York City, that's all I need to know about you.
That's just prudence.
Oh, you got it.
If you're doing this is an excursion.
Yeah.
You've really got to put your plans in place. Like, where are you going to pee? Because when you are outside...
On the ground, because you can't move.
That is the biggest challenge. There's no porta potties really out there. It's terrible.
My cousin went. She had to wear an adult diaper.
Oh.
Yeah. Why would... So I went last year. The coldest weekend in New York City history.
What did you do for peeing? I mean, that's really the part of the story we want to get to. You're going to tell us it's cold and it was miserable.
We stood there for 8 hours.
You peed at some point, Christian. So did you pee on yourself? Did you pee on the curb? What did you do?
It was on a tree.
All right. There's no trees in New York City. What are you talking about?
What
do you think you're talking to?
Was it a person?
I literally was on a tree.
I've been to New York.
I know. I have too.
Was it just the tall
peed
person?
On somebody. If there was a tree in New York City where you were at that moment, which I don't see him in Times Square.
It was cold and dark.
Right, that wasn't a tree. That was a person. All right,
and you
peed in their living room.
Well,
okay, so that wasn't very nice of you.
My bad.
Yeah. So friends are making plans not to do that again. Would
never.
You ever do it again?
Never.
I would never do it again myself.
No.
Herded it in like cattle.
I did it twice when I was younger, and I would never, ever, ever do it again. And the second time was actually a lot of fun, but it's still just misery.
I've never done it because I don't feel like I need to.
I watch it on TV.
Yes, that's the way
that's
to
the
do
way
it.
To go.
I'm smart.
What do you got, Steph?
If you don't answer my text, but I see that you're active on social media, that's all I need to know about you. Yeah, you have a screen in front of your face. You're still typing to somebody nonstop. Just answer my text messages.
Right.
It's not that hard. There's this stigma that answering a text is so much harder than answering a Facebook post, and it's really not.
Well, right. It's all about, it's a mental state. It's a mental state.
It really is.
Things people get hung up on, anxieties nowadies. Those are modern day anxieties, right?
Oh,
the text
goes.
Used to be the phone call, and text solved that.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are. We're at the point now where text is new anxiety.
It is.
Right, especially because they send you the red receipt. You know what I mean? It switches color or whatever. You know that they viewed it.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, you're just steaming inside. I've got one for you here. If your Christmas light display does not contain pyrotechnics, flamethrowers, and a computer-aided programming, that's all I need to know about you. Do you hear about this family in Weathersfield? People are abuzz about this display
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't wait to review this stuff. And I think, you know, let's try. Let's reach out, Christian.
Yeah.
Give me somebody from that family. All right? Make this thing happen. If you want to share, 1-800-330-9999. Find out whether or not they want to do it hourly at my place. I have no idea. If you want to chime in, that's all I need to know about you.